So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Baba Prakama Oilam Nidin. The world is judged at four different times of the year. Bepesach ala tvua, on Pesach judgment is rendered regarding crops. Batzeres al peres ha'ilon, on Shavuos the world is judged regarding fruit trees. Rosh Hashanah, kol bo'ei oilam oivin lefan of kivnei meroin. On Rosh Hashanah, each individual in the world is judged. And Bechag nidayin ala mayim, on Sukkot the world is judged for water. Rava explains that trei dini mitena. There are really two judgments that are rendered regarding crops. One judgment is given over regarding crops that were planted since the previous Pesach, and another regarding crops that were reaped after Pesach. To which Abaya added, Amar Abaya, Hilkach ki chazi inish de matzlach zara afla. If a person sees that wheat and spelt, which are normally slow to ripen, and are therefore planted early in Marcheshvan, are maturing nicely, intimating that a good crop was destined for this year, one should hurry up and plant a second crop before Pesach, as you can still be reliant on the positive decree from the previous year before a new din is rendered for the coming year. The Gemara questions, who is the author of our Mishnah? L'Rabbi Meir, V'L'Rabbi Yehuda, V'L'Rabbi Yesi, V'L'Rabbi Nosson. All who gave opinions which differed from that which was taught in our Mishnah, the Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa. Implying that there is one judgment for all items which take place in Rosh Hashanah and not at four different times throughout the year. There is one judgment, with the decree being sealed at various times throughout the year. Rabbi Yesi Eimer, Adam Nidim Echal Yayim. Rabbi Yesi teaches that there is a daily judgment for each person, as the Pasuk says, Rabbi Nassan Eimer, Adam Nidim Echal Shah. While Rabbi Nassan teaches that a person is judged and tested on an hourly basis, as the Pasuk says, Lur Galm Tevchanana. The Gemara concludes that our mission, in fact, follows the opinion of the Be'er Bishmal, who teach, as does our Mishnah, that Baba Prakim Ha'ilim Nidan. Amar B'Yasef, Kaman Matzlin Ha'idna Akatsir Vamari. This that we daven daily seems to confirm with the opinion of Rabbi Yasi, that in fact judgment is rendered on a daily basis rather than a yearly basis. V'hiba Yisayim Ha'ilim Karabonan, because Rabbi Yitzchak, ultimately our daily prayers can even conform with the opinion of the Chachamim, as Rabbi Yitzchak taught, that even if an evil decree has been rendered against a person, it can be reversed or nullified with intense prayer. The Gemara continues, why is the Karban Omer brought specifically on Pesach? Since Pesach is a time for the judgment of the crops, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu lefana oimer bepesach, kedeshet desbarach lechem tivua shebesadis. Hashem therefore commands us to bring a karban oimer to help effect a favorable judgment regarding the crops for that year. Similarly, umneima amr teira heviu shtehalechem atzeres, umneisha atzeres man peres ilanu. Since Shavuos is a time for the judgment of the fruits of the trees, amar kadosh baruch hu heviu lefana shtehalechem atzeres, kedesh desbarach lechem peres ilan. The carbon of the Shtehalechem, two breads and Shavuos, works to bring about a positive decree regarding the fruits of the trees, as Rashi explains that the Shtehalechem come lahata as Bikurim can only be brought to the Beis HaMikdash after the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the same is for Nisach HaMayim brought on Sukkos. Amneima Amr Torah Nischu Mayim B'chag, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Lefanei Mayim B'chag, Kadesh Yisbaruch Lechem Gishmei Shana. The Nisach HaMayim helps to tip the scales in our favor regarding Gishmei Bracha for the entire year. And finally, the same for Klal Yisrael. V'emru lefana b'Rosh Hashanah Malchias Zechreinis v'Shaifris Malchias Kedesh Atam Lechuni Aleichem Zechreinis Kedesh Yala Zechreinichem L'Taiva Obamah b'Shaifir. Hashem says, Emru lefana b'Rosh Hashanah, say before me on Rosh Hashanah, Sukkim related to Malchias Zechreinis v'Shaifris Malchias Kedesh Atam Lechuni Aleichem Sukkim related to the kingdom of Hashem in order that you should accept my kingdom upon you. Zechreinis Kedesh Yala Zechreinichem Lefana L'Taiva. Sukkim related to our being remembered by Hashem for the good, in order that Hashem should focus on all of our good deeds and remember us in a positive fashion. Uvama v'shefer, the mitzvah of shefer is the vehicle to help bring this all about. Amar bavo lama take m'shefer shel ayil. Why do we blow the shefer of the ram? Amar kadosh baruch hu, tikel lefana b'shefer shel ayil, kedei she'esker lachem akedus Yitzchak ben Avram. Hashem says to blow the shefer of a ram in order that Hashem should remember the schus of the akedah of Yitzchak. Umale ani aleichem kilo akadetem atzmach al mafanai. And I will consider it, says Hashem, as if you yourselves have sacrificed yourselves before me. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak taught, Lama taken the Marian kishen yeshvin, v'taken the Marian kishen yemdim. Why do we blow some in the shofar blast, some before Musaf and some after Musaf? K'dei la'arvav ha'satan, to silence the Mekatrik, the accusing angel, or as Rashi explains, as the Satan sees how much B'nai Yisrael show love for the mitzvahs, as they blow many shofar blasts in order to fulfill this precious mitzvah, this acts to silence any accusatory claims he may have against Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara then goes on to quote several additional statements told by Rav Yitzchak. Kal shana shein teken la betchilasa marin la b'saifa. In the year in which shofar blasts are not sounded at the onset of the year, shofar blasts will be needed to be sounded towards the end of the year to accompany fast days, as evil gezeiros will chas shalom be decreed on B'nai Yisrael. Kal shana sherasha betchilasa misasheres b'saifa. Any year that B'nai Yisrael come into Rosh Hashanah as humbled, needy people begging Hashem for mercy, Hashem will respond by bringing bounty and success for all of Klal Yisrael that year. In danan ha'adam elfi ma'isav shalei sesha, a person is judged according to where he is holding at that point in time. Even if somehow we know that a person is destined to fall to evil ways, as we see by Yishmael, where the Malach said to Hagar, Kisham alekim el kal hanar ba'asher husham, v'amir b'yitzchak, gimel dvar maskir na b'nesav shaladam. Elohen kirnatoi ve'in tefila u'meisu din al chaveri. Three items bring scrutiny from heaven upon oneself. One who puts himself in a dangerous situation, such as one who walks under an unsteady wall. One who expects his prayers to be answered based on his perceived good deeds. Or one who serves as an informant on a fellow Jew. And as Rashi and Tais explain, with the informant again relying on his own good deeds, that his friend will be punished because of them. More from Rav Yitzchak. Four items can tear up or nullify an evil decree against a person. They are tzedakah, giving charity, tzedakah, intense prayer, shina Hashem, changing one's name, v'shina maisa, by doing tshuva and mending one's evil ways. Some also add shina makam, by changing one's location. Rabbi Yitzchak continues, chayav adam lahakbal p'nei rabbi b'regel. One is obligated to greet and receive from the Rebbe at least on every Yom Tov. V'amar Yitzchak, chayav adam l'tar es asma b'regel. As each Jew must bring karbanas each Yom Tov, there is a special mitzvah to purify oneself in the mikvah before the Chag. The Gemara then moves on. Amar b'kis b'day amar b'yechanan. Shleish esvaram neftacham Rosh Hashanah. There are three books of record that are inscribed in Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rosham Gemurin. Echad shel Tzadikim Gemurin. Ve'achad shel beinanim, tzaddikim gemurim, righteous people, nechtavim nechtam la'al talachayim, are inscribed and sealed for life in Rosh Hashanah. Rosham gemurim, wicked people, nechtavim nechtam la'al talamisa, are inscribed and sealed for death in Rosh Hashanah. Beinanim tluim va'imdim Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim, those who are evenly balanced are left pending between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, zachu nechtavim l'chaim. If they merit doing tshuva in this period, they will be inscribed for life. They did not merit doing tshuva, they will chas shalom be inscribed for death. The daf ends by presenting numerous similar statements from other rabbanim.